With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
As we inch closer towards kickoff of the Super Bowl, we'll continue our breakdown. Today, we're going to take a look at Kansas City's offense versus San Francisco's defense. Tomorrow, we'll take a look at the San Francisco offense versus Kansas City's defense. Of course, we'll cover special teams in our complete breakdown, our final breakdown on Super Bowl Sunday morning. So make sure that you keep it here on the Landry Football Podcast Network. Subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network on Apple, on Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Also a reminder that you can get more detailed breakdowns of everything football, college football, NFL, at LandryFootball.com. One-stop shopping football. Inside information, analysis on the college game, the pro game, from a coaching, scouting, front office perspective. If it involves players, teams, coaches, schemes, we got you covered at LandryFootball.com. Take advantage of the scouting season offer. It's the best deal that we've got going. You can try it out for a month. You can try it out for 6 months. But our scouting season offer, the 12-month package, is the best deal that we have going. So there were points in the season when it looked like not even Patrick Mahomes and the great Andy Reid could elevate this Kansas City offense. The receiving core didn't have a dependable receiver, made mistake after mistake, dropping balls. The receiver's low floor was always a very realistic possibility, considering Juju Smith-Schuster, who was productive last season, left in free agency, and the Chiefs didn't allocate many resources to replace him or improve that group. They instead gave tackle Juwan Taylor a four-year, $80 million contract, making him the second-highest paid player on the team. The results haven't been very good, as Taylor has allowed 5 sacks and 47 pressures while committing 20 penalties. It's something that's not going to be talked about for a team that's going to the Super Bowl, but a team that maybe is floundering, people point to that as a mistake. It just goes to prove that when you win, it kind of covers all the problems. And if you lose, it just exposes all of them and brings them to the forefront. The Chiefs' lack of return on their investment manifests it is their worst offensive season in the Mahomes era. And I say this not to be critical, but to point out what has led to their resurgence and why it has been. Their defense has played at an elite level, but many doubted the Chiefs as a legitimate title contender because of their lack of punch on offense. Should have known that Reid and Mahomes would find a way. Despite their flaws, they've improved offensively during their playoff run. Their efficiency per snap in the regular season was a minus 0.2, ranked 11th in the league. In the playoffs, despite playing against the best defenses in the league, the Ravens in particular, in one of their three playoff games, their efficiency increased to put them in the top three in the regular season rankings. That's how much improvement they've made. Some of the changes made offensively were necessitated by the weather. They played one of the coldest games in history against the Dolphins, played in another cold weather game against the Bills the following week, and in the rain in Baltimore. In the playoffs, they increased their usage of multiple tight end sets by 9.5% and decreased their Cook index by 5.5%, meaning they're running the ball more in neutral situations. The 49ers defense has trended in the opposite direction during the playoffs. In the regular season, their defense of efficiency ranked 12th in the league, and their points allowed per drive ranked 8th in the league. In their two playoff games, their defensive efficiency per play was minus 0.10, and they allow 2.6 points per drive. Those two figures would finish below the Cardinals, which rank bottom of the league in both in the regular season. However, the 49ers have plenty of playmakers, including Nick Bosa and Fred Warner. Two games is a small sample, and they've been a borderline top 10 unit in most metrics during the regular season. Their playoff output doesn't accurately reflect the quality of their overall defense, but it does show that they've got some glaring weaknesses. So some of those weaknesses coincide with the Chiefs, who are excelling at right now. The 49ers are struggling against multiple tight end sets and trying to defend the run. So let's take a look at this matchup here and see how it might play out. Again, San Francisco during the regular season looked really good. Is that more of who they are? Can they revert back to that? Or are we going to see the playoff Niners, which haven't been good enough? The Niners against designer runs, their inability to defend the run was evident the regular season, but it's been exacerbated in the playoffs. In the regular season, they ranked 27th in defensive run success. In the playoffs, their defensive success rate dropped to 49%. The 49ers are a single gap attacking defense. Their defensive line is built to get upfield to try to create negative plays or rush the passer. Offenses know exactly how to punish their aggressiveness with tosses and traps. The Packers and Lions ran toss crack plays at them relentlessly. So, point one. Niners have not been really good defending the run. Statistic may tell you that they're a little bit better. Why? When you play 18 games, 17 games over an 18-game week schedule, you're going to play some teams that are not good enough and will inflate falsely your success rate.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The Chiefs had success running toss plays against the Niners in their 22 regular season matchup. And this season against the Jets, who run the same style of defense with head coach Robert Saleh, the former 49ers defensive coordinator. The Chiefs are primarily a shotgun team, so they have to run their crack toss to the same side to which the back is offset. You know, they'll have Isaiah Pacheco offset to the left and toss the ball to the left. Often they'll do it in 13 personnel, one back, three tight ends, one receiver, and a motion tight end, Travis Kelce, to the left and another perimeter blocker. The most important block is the crack back block by the receiver. In the Super Bowl, look for the Chiefs will likely run towards end Chase Young as the Packers and Lions did. Young does a poor job and has done a poor job against crack blocks, and he has to do a better job of understanding when he's likely to get cracked, then adjust his technique accordingly. Being able to key in on the formation to predict with the Eagles, with the Chiefs, do is very difficult. Andy Reid is as good as any coach ever at using eye candy to manipulate defenses. He'll come into a game with a multitude of ways of running the same play. That's his strength. He'll just run the same play and dress it up differently. Whereas Kyle Shanahan, he's consistent with his condensed formations. So it looks all the same, but you know, he'll do different things with it. Against the Niners in 21, the Chiefs gashed the defense on fly sweeps from under center and tap passes in the shotgun. The idea is to quickly go horizontal against a defensive line focused on getting vertical. A fly sweep is a handoff to a receiver going in motion to get outside. Usually on fly sweeps, the ball carrier wouldn't have any lead blockers. Against the Niners, the Chiefs left both the play side defensive tackle and end unblocked and released blockers downfield. Blockers on fly sweeps typically go in the opposite direction of the sweep to entice the defense to flow that way. But because the 49ers are so focused on getting vertical, the play side blockers just had to take a step to the left before releasing downfield to the right. The 49ers will undoubtedly work on containing the ball against the run in the remaining part of their practices, but it's going to be difficult to change how they've played philosophical since Kyle has been the head coach there. Becoming more passive on early downs will leave them susceptible against the pass, but based on how they've been gashed in the playoffs, I don't think they have any choice. I think one matchup that's going to be interesting and we need to keep an eye out on is the mismatch of Nick Bosa against Taylor. Bosa is good at everything. Against pass pros, he's able to win in any manner. He has a pass rush plan. He's also reactionary, so he can make a tackle wrong based on his set, even if it's not his initial goal. The Chiefs tackles got beat inside a lot against Baltimore, so I'm guessing Bosa might have an idea to power through them inside. But then again, it'll be a coaching point for the Chiefs. And also, you have to be sure you don't get open the door for Pat Mahomes to break up the pocket. The outside runs will make Bosa think twice about getting upfield, but the Chiefs also will chip him every time they call a play with routes that need time to develop. And they'll come from different players and different situations and positions. They'll roll away from him. They'll cut him when they roll his direction. They will account for him on every pass. There's no question. In 21, Andy Reid had an extensive game plan designed around neutralizing Bosa. Still had a sack, drew a holding penalty, but Kansas City neutralized him for most of the game. The idea is you got to make him wrong at every turn. If he wants to be aggressive upfield, you run jet sweeps, tosses, and screens. You make him the backside defensive end on zones that is responsible for the cutback lane. You condense the formation and always have someone aligned near enough to him that is a threat to chip, seal, or down block. That's always there. You allow the tackle to mix up his sets as much as he can by calling different forms of plays. You know, the Chiefs will also force Bosa and the 49ers pass rush to move laterally with rollouts. Against the Ravens on 4th and 2, the Chiefs ran one of their favorite short yardage plays, a rollout with a rub concept to the right. On the play, the play side defensive end was left unblocked, but the offensive line for the running back, to block. The end had to quickly redirect outside and then deal with the running back coming at him with speed. Usually the back would cut the end. Running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire stayed on his feet, but did a good job of getting to the end's outside shoulder to protect Mahomes. The receivers did a bad job with their spacing on the play, and they were both covered by one defender. The play is usually dead at this point, but Mahomes was able to look backside to Kelce on the crosser, made a perfect throw across his body to a well-covered Kelce. So it's what I always say is you can have great game plan and great situational adjustments, but football is often what happens after the snap. It's mostly what happens after the snap, I meant to say, and that you can get looks pre-snap and you can be prepared pre-snap. But it's post-snap when you're not right, and very often you're not right, and you need to have a playmaker to make it right. In that case, Mahomes made it right. Andy Reid likes to call the tight end screen in the red zone because he's got a great, an athletic guy who's physical. It makes a lot of sense. Kelce scored on a touchdown against the Bills in the divisional round. They did it out of 13 personnel with all three tight ends lined up left of the formation. Thought the Bills played it relatively well moving horizontally, but the Chiefs tight end and the offensive line did a good job of zone blocking to the perimeter. Kelce got into the end zone unblocked. This is a play that the 49ers should expect to see in this one. So this is just a small sample size of the ways that Andy Reid will have his game plan to neutralize the 49ers aggressive front. The 49ers have seen these plays before. Good idea of what's coming. Just hard to anticipate because of how Reid dresses up his concepts and mixes up his play calling for the 49ers to win. Their ends have to dominate the Chiefs in the run and pass game. But Andy Reid's not going to make this easy. So a couple of things. What if Joe Thuney can't go? He missed the AFC Championship game with a pectoral injury. Nick Allegretti played poorly against Baltimore, giving up four pressures and a sack and struggled to sustain anything in the run game. If Thuney can't go, the 49ers will have a huge advantage with Eric Armstead or Javon Hargrave lining up across from Allegretti. So they're going to have to prepare for that as well. In essence, I think that Kansas City will have to out-scheme against the Niners' defensive front. I think the Niners' defensive line has really underachieved. I just think the Chiefs' offensive line is, quite frankly, played better in the playoffs than they had during the regular season, particularly against Baltimore.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Talk about Mahomes a little bit and how he's evolved. I think everybody knows how great he is. People will say, well, he hasn't been as good a year statistically. No, no, no. Statistically doesn't tell the story. He's taken his game to the next level from a mental perspective. His pre-snap reads and his ability to master the game have shined through the playoffs. You know, Mahomes' ability to navigate the pocket and his understanding of what the defense is doing pre-snap is next level good. They have a really good pressure plan. He has a very good understanding of how you're bringing pressure. The defense, you know, created a ton of pressure for them than they had previously, and the organization has invested massively on the defensive side. So with that, you know they've done a good job of cultivating that and growing their defense. They won a few possessions in a row against Baltimore without scoring, trusting their defense and playing field position. You know, that's the difference. If you go back, and people will talk about the seminal moment being on Christmas Day against the Raiders. Well, Mahomes was forcing it, and there was frustration. There was frustration with the drops. They decided at that point, look, we can win with our defense in the running game, and we're going to be prudent with our decisions with the ball, and we're going to win games this way, and this is our best chance. And it's netted them a trip to the Super Bowl. They don't have that pressure offensively of needing to score every drive. This is not, hey, having to, you know, score 30 points to win a playoff game or a Super Bowl game. It does not mean that Mahomes is not playing well. He's just playing differently well. He's at the line of scrimmage, making better decisions, protecting the football more, not being as aggressive. You know, people think that that's not a talent. That's not a skill. That's just managing the game, which is the biggest compliment you can give a quarterback, but people, non-football people, think of that as a negative. It's different. And it's, to me, if you got to pull a rabbit out of the hat all the time and, you know, make tremendous plays, I think it's difficult to sustain that. But defense in a running game is more sustainable. And when you've got to augment that with playmaking ability, you've seen Mahomes' ability to make a play when he's got. So if it comes down to he's got to make a play.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
He can still do it. Without the pressure to score, Mahomes hasn't pressed or forced throws. He hasn't had one turnover-worthy play in the playoffs. Not one. He can still create and make plays outside of structure when he needs to, like the fourth down against the Ravens. But it'll be difficult for the Niners to force him into negative plays. I think the other thing to look at when the Chiefs have the ball is who's going to cover Kelsey. There are not a lot of good answers against this Chiefs offense, but defenses have chosen to play it out of man against them. No team in the regular season saw more man coverage than Kansas City's defense, as defenses don't respect the Chiefs' receivers' ability to beat them downfield. The Ravens have had some success playing man against the Chiefs, but they have Kyle Hamilton, one of the few defenders in the league that can hold up one-on-one against Kelsey. Kelsey still beat him for a touchdown on a double move, but he can handle him better than most. Hamilton had him tightly covered, but the throw was perfect. The 49ers play predominantly zone, but they'll have to play a little more man than they're used to against the Chiefs, or Mahomes will pick them apart underneath, and their pass rush won't have a chance to get home. The problem is they don't have a defender who can match up with Kelsey and man. Last season they had Deshaun Gibson match up with him, but after getting burned, they switched to Jimmy Ward. Ward was the 49ers' best option. He's no longer on the team. Nickel DeMondre Lenoir is a feisty and player in coverage, but he's only 5'10", and he'd get physically overwhelmed if they play him and man against Kelsey. Against the Chiefs, you have to throw some curveballs. I wonder if coordinator Steve Wilks, who's known to take some risks, will have a corner Chidarvius Ward match up with Kelsey on critical plays rather than waste him covering less prominent threats. And if that's the case, do Rashid Rice and the Chiefs receivers step up and make plays? So those are some breakdowns. So those are some of the keys of Kansas City offensively against the Niners defense. Again, we'll take a look at the Niners offense against the Chiefs defense tomorrow, so make sure that you check it out. You want more detailed breakdowns on this topic and others in the NFL, head on over to LandryFootball.com. Take advantage of our scouting season offer today. Folks, it's less than $10 a month if you try it out for a month. It's cheaper than that if you take advantage of the 6 months of package. The 12-month package is the cheapest deal we have yet. Always great to be with you. A reminder again, subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network for free. If you haven't, that way you'll get notified of any and all of our podcasts. Appreciate you joining us. Talk to you again next time, everybody.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.